I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi there, this is Neil Reynolds. Just a reminder that our podcast is in association with Elite Sports Travel, and there are packages available now through Elite Sports Travel for Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. So make sure you get involved in that. You can book your trip to the biggest of all American football shows. Go to elitesportstravel.co.uk. Let's get on with this week's episode.
This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Reynolds Podcast in association with Elite Sports Travel. Hope you're all doing well. This week's episode has a special guest, a return guest. It's a rare return guest. It's Minnesota Vikings team owner Mark Wilf. So we're going to talk about his team, their incredible season, and get his thoughts on the international growth of the NFL. So here is my conversation with Mark Wilf. Mark, thank you for coming back on the Neil Reynolds Podcast, a rare return visitor, but it's always good to pick the brains of an NFL owner. And I want to start with the NFL Players Association did a survey recently. They surveyed 1,300 players about things such as food, facilities, weight room, how teams treat their family members. And your Minnesota Vikings were number one in the NFL across the board and the top team when it all came out. How did that make you feel?
Well, it really made us proud. And of course, it's a testament to our entire organization. And it's all about the people. We have incredible people in our building. We, as our ownership, we have always made sure to make it a top priority, top facilities, top staff, top fan experience, be part of the community. And so it's a validation of sorts of all this commitment. And of course, we have the great facilities, US Bank Stadium, TCO Performance Center, but it's the people. And we have incredible people in our building. We think of us as an extended family, even though it is a business, and whether it's providing them daycare on game days or making them feel part of the kind of a small community, it's been very, very rewarding to see that kind of recognition.
And it's not even, there were eight categories. You didn't grade lower than an A-. So it's not even as if you focused on one and something else fell down. It obviously is a point of emphasis. Does it help create the culture that you're looking for? And does it help, does it make the players happier? Do you genuinely feel that as you kind of walk around the building?
I mean, no question. If you'd ask the players, some of them have been around the league in different teams for a while. They felt last season, for instance, was a special group, a special bonding. And, you know, I know Coach O'Connell believes strongly in culture. And, you know, we want players and coaches and staff to be themselves, to maximize their performance, that they should feel happy coming to work, feel connected to each other. So it's a it's not a guarantee of anything more than a great culture and an ability to maximize performance. And again, we really make sure as our ownership to make sure we provide the capital to make that happen.
This may be a question for Kwesi or Kevin, but so when you've got that great culture, you've got those facilities in place, I guess that all factors in when you're looking at players you bring on board, whether that be free agency or the draft, they have to live up to a certain standard, don't they?
Yes. I mean, of course, talent is critical, Mm-hmm. But we want talent with high character. And I think the roster that Kwesi and Kevin are working on, even as we speak, always to have that top of mind. And we're very proud of the players we have in our building. You take everyone from top to bottom on the roster, and they're good people, and it creates a good culture.
How excited were you by Kwesi and Kevin's first year together as general manager and head coach?
Absolutely fantastic teamwork. Coach O'Connell, just a strong leadership presence, an innovative coach, a great communicator, a high football IQ. So he checks all the boxes, and I'm glad he had the success, and we had the success winning our division. Lots of wins, built a strong coaching staff, and we've added to it this offseason. Brought Brian Flores in as our defensive coordinator to complement Wes Phillips and Matt Daniels, our other coordinators. The way Kwesi and him work together has been excellent as well. Kwesi is someone who builds consensus, brings in everyone to kind of come together, and he has an excellent vision as well for long-term success. So off to a good start, and looking forward to great things here in year two.
And that's probably the key, isn't it? Off to a good start. It's just a start when you look at them too. And I guess this past year was about, obviously, wins and losses. They're important every week in the NFL, but about laying down those foundations. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think the term Kwesi used in the opening press conference is, we try to look at it as a competitive rebuild. You're always tweaking and working on the roster. And I think this season coming up is in the same vein. And we're always trying to work with some great pieces we have and try to get us to be championship caliber and have the depth we need to go make a deep run beyond the division. So first and foremost is winning the division. That's a hard thing to do. We have a very competitive division, and from there we need to keep going and hopefully win championships.
Mark, last time you were on the podcast, I remember we chatted about your role and your role from Monday to Sunday, just before 1 p.m., and then your role ends. You're a fan like me. You are watching the games. And I wonder, you had so many one-score games last year, so much drama, and you set an NFL record for one-score game victories, so you kept pulling out these wins, the largest ever comeback in NFL history. But you can set all this culture, you can hire all the right people, and then when you take your seat to watch that game, you're helpless, right? I mean, what was it like going through that roller coaster last year, some of those games?
All of us outside the lines were pretty helpless. But, you know, just like the fans, which we have great fans, the best fans in the NFL, we put our seatbelts on and we're on the same roller coaster. As we know, the football, unlike world football, American football, is the ball's not round. It bounces funny. And we saw that last year. And again, I think culture and the kind of chemistry we had certainly contributed, because the year before we had a lot of one score games as well, and they didn't go our way. I think this year, sure, you need a bounce here and there, but also I think there was a lot of belief among our players and our coaches that it's going to happen and they're going to get things done. And I think that also led to some of the good fortune.
I think you could see that from the outside. You know, obviously, like you alluded to, it takes talent. You need Kirk Cousins to throw that ball up to Justin Jefferson and for him to make a ridiculous catch against Buffalo. You need that talent, but you also, there was no folding of the tent in the game against Indianapolis. And you could see in the games, because Kirk had delivered late victories time after time, you could kind of see that, certainly from afar, and you probably felt it much more, you could tell they believed if it gets into the fourth quarter, if it's a one score game, we're going to win the majority of those games. You could feel that.
Yes, there's no question. And it was real. It was unfortunate it had to end the way it did, but it was quite a season. A lot of great moments, including in London. And
that was brilliant.
All great memories for our fans. And again, a lot of good momentum to build on for our coaching staff. And again, we don't rest on any laurels. Every week is a new adventure in the NFL, and that's why we're, as we speaking, working on the roster, making sure every aspect is filled and improved. And I think Kwesi and Rob Brzezinski and Coach O'Connell and the whole team are working hard and making it happen.
As you know, myself and Kirk, we go back a little way. So I messaged Kirk after the season and I said, hey, you're going to hurt right now, but hopefully when you've, you know, the dust settles, you'll realize you were part of a special season. Because I was thinking back and we were talking about that on Sky Sports. Think of some of the memorable moments of this season. Yeah, the double doink field goal at Tottenham, Josh Allen fumbling on his own 1 yard line, the greatest comeback in NFL history. They all featured the Minnesota Vikings. It was an incredible campaign.
It was. And like I said, the energy we had, particularly at US Bank Stadium, was electric at all times. And I know our fans have given us great feedback. What a thrilling season it was. And again, we came up short at the end, but a lot of great memories to build on. And you know, winning 13 games, you can't take that for granted, because winning is difficult in the NFL. And I give all the credit to Coach O'Connell, our coaching staff, Kwesi, and all the players put out a great performance this year.
You mentioned US Bank Stadium a couple of times. The atmosphere there with the fans, a lot of that's organic. They create a lot of that atmosphere, a lot of that noise. But it is a point of emphasis for the Vikings, isn't it, to put on a really good show for the fans in what is a stunning stadium?
Well, we're very proud of the fact that we are voting consistently number one in the NFL in our fan experience, our pregame show. Our fans are in the seats because they want to see the excitement. They want to build on it. And those of your fans or listeners that might be in the Minnesota area, please come to US Bank. Try to experience an NFL game at one point. It's an electric experience, atmosphere, and we try to make sure it's fun for the family and for everybody, to not just to see a great game, but also to have great food, great entertainment, and to have a great time.
You mentioned competitive rebuild. We're right here in the middle of free agency as we record this podcast, and everything's, the negotiating period is past, the league year's about to open, and you have to make tough decisions. You have to move on from certain players. Eric Kendricks, a linebacker, and Adam Thielen was a great servant for 10 years for the Minnesota Vikings. How tough was that, and are decisions like that?
I mean, these are difficult decisions because you're talking about guys like Eric Kendricks or Adam Thielen or others that have had an incredible impact on our franchise. But we have faith in the process and the vision Kwesi and Kevin have to build a championship caliber team and to ensure sustained success. So Eric, tremendous impact on our franchise, a lot of work in the social justice area, as well as all the great play on the field. The same with Adam. I mean, Adam's story is just an incredible story. Hard work, perseverance, rose from a tryout player to a practice squad player to a special teams player to one of the best receivers in Vikings history. And that's a great story, plus all the great work he and his wife do through the Thielen Foundation and all the great work in the community. These are two, for instance, both of them nominees for Walter Payton Man of the Year Awards. So they're special people. But again, that's part of the process, and they'll always be part of the Vikings family.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Neil Reynolds, we rudely interrupt your conversation with Mr. Wilf because I want to talk to you about service levels.
It's interesting. Well, we're going to talk about Elite Sports Travel. Of course, this is where we plug our sponsor and our partner. And of course, they are now selling packages to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. And one of the things they wanted to talk about, and I actually believe this is really a good selling point for them, is just how much they look after the punters when they come on these trips. They provide just outstanding service. I'll just give you an example. They meet and greet everyone at the airport. They provide executive transfers to hotels, and the team basically are always on hand to provide expert assistance all throughout the weekend. They'll offer transportation, restaurant recommendations and bookings, and pretty much anything you need throughout the weekend. You've kind of got your own concierge on the trip with you.
Do you know what else they provide as well, Neil?
Go on.
Access to not just hospitality, extreme high-end hospitality.
Mm. They do have, and that's the thing. They can get their hands on every kind of ticket you want, whether you just want your basic Super Bowl ticket just to be in the stadium and to witness the events, right up to the high-end hospitality options. So, they do provide a lot. And as I said, they hold your hand all the way and they make sure the service is first class.
And obviously everyone listening to this, you don't have to listen to this to go to the Super Bowl, but if you are listening to this, then you need to know that Elite Sports Travel are selling their tickets for Super Bowl already for next year. But it's not just any Super Bowl either, is it, Neil?
No, Vegas is going to be fantastic. I mean, and like I said, we'll have a drinks event as well where I'll be there with special guests and NFL friends. All their Super Bowl tickets include access to the pregame tailgate party inside the stadium. And that always has performances from headliners, real A-listers. In Arizona, it was Sheryl Crow. There were appearances from NFL alumni. All your food and drinks are included. There's a premium open bar. So all that comes with the Super Bowl tickets that you get with these guys. So check it out. Go to elitesportstravel.co.uk. Book your packages for Super Bowl 58.
And one more thing, Neil, just thinking about that that tailgate before the Super Bowl. If you weren't working for Sky, I bet you'd have been front row for Sheryl Crow.
I probably would have quite liked that, yeah.
I knew you would.
I wouldn't drink quite a lot. You know me, I'm not very much of a big drinker, so I wouldn't take advantage of the open bar as much as some would.
I just thought Sheryl Crow, Neil Reynolds, that's right up his street.
Should we get back to Mark Wilf?
Here's Mark Wilf.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
21 plus terms and conditions apply. This is 7-time Pro Bowler Cam Jordan, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast.
I remember in 2013, I was at Vikings training camp, and I always come up, with a big long list of all the star names that I want to interview, and your team always look after me, and we always get those interviews. But I remember the PR guys coming to me and saying, "Can you interview this local kid, Adam Thielen?" And I was kind of like, "Yeah, go on then." They were like, it's great. It's going to give him experience. He's got a good story. And I wasn't at the time that excited by that. But I'm glad that I interviewed him at the start of his career when he was trying to break on, and look at what he became 10 years, you know, in that course of 10 years. It was a fantastic story. I assume one receiver you're not going to let out of the building anytime soon is Justin Jefferson. That would be safe to say, wouldn't it? What a star he is.
I'd say that's very safe. And Justin is, of course, a uniquely gifted, talented football player. We believe he's the best receiver in the NFL, and we're going to make sure to try to make sure he's a Viking. And, you know, he's great off the field as well. And just can't wait to see him continue to ascend, if that's even possible. Mm. But I would never doubt Justin to even exceed his already lofty achievements with even better years ahead. So we're looking forward to working with Justin.
What about Kirk Cousins? I know there's like, there's always restructurings and things that get done with salary caps. Is there a real commitment and excitement to move forward with Kirk and to continue that partnership between him and JJ?
Well, listen, Kirk did a tremendous job leading our team, playing at a high level this past season. He's going to lead us through 23 as our quarterback and continue to grow on that great relationship with Justin and our entire offense. And of course, I never want to comment on contract discussions or specific Kwesi's staff are more than capable to handle it. But, Kirk's really an outstanding quarterback.
Mark, tell us about the draft generally for people maybe who are, you know, listening to this and becoming new fans of the NFL. How important is the draft each year to an NFL team like the Minnesota Vikings?
It's critical. We spend a lot of resources, a lot of people, scouts, staff, looking at college players and making sure we get not just the best talent, but with high character, and that fits what Coach O'Connell wants to build on the team. And so we've always looked at the draft, and Kwesi's leading our effort there. The draft's really the best way to build our roster for the long term. There's, of course, free agency and trades and all the rest. But draft gives you sustained long-term success. We build our core by adding young players. We get them in our building. We get the culture going. And, of course, the coaches that can develop them. So hugely important. And we're hard at work as the draft is not too far in the distance here. And always an exciting time of year, always an exciting time to get new blood into the building, new energy, new talent. And we can't wait for this year's draft to get going.
How involved do you get? And when do you know when to back off and just leave it to your general manager and head coach? Or are you kind of always having a little look at the reports and seeing what they say about players?
Well, we know what we don't know, and we know what our day jobs are, and Kwesi and the entire staff, and Kevin and his coaching staff, and Rob Brzezinski and all the rest. They work around the clock all year long, 12 months, 365, 24/7, scouting players, evaluating them. So we're going to sit by their side, give them all the support. We'll ask the appropriate questions as appropriate, but we know in the end we've selected two top leaders, Kevin and Kwesi, to lead our organization, and we have all the faith and confidence in them to get it right and to help us get to where we want to go.
Mark, let's finish. I've got a few more little just bits and pieces I'd love to finish with you and pick your brains on and get your thoughts on. You talked about leadership, and the Vikings had a great leader for many years, the great Bud Grant, who died recently at the age of 95. He took your team to four Super Bowls, which is just an incredible feat. Even though he didn't lift the Vince Lombardi trophy, that is a stunning achievement. What did he mean to the organization? And I know we're in the off season and it's early, but do you kind of have plans to honor him in 2023?
We certainly do, and we will do that. I mean, Bud Grant personifies, he is the single individual that defines Minnesota sports and the Minnesota Vikings. So he was a multi-sport athlete at the University of Minnesota. He played in the NBA, the National Basketball Association, the NFL, played in both leagues at a high level, went on to a Hall of Fame head coaching career at the NFL and, of course, in Canada. So he had tremendous success throughout his career. But more importantly, the impact he has had on our entire organization, every person, every player, coaching staff, any individual in the Vikings organization that has come through has been touched by Bud Grant. He had an office, was in the office on a regular basis. And I can tell you, his owners, I personally, and we all cherished our nearly 18 years together, listening to his tremendous stories, talking about his hunting and fishing, or not necessarily football stories, just knowledge of the game, knowledge of life, a true leader of men. And he had a very personable way of kind of giving you life lessons, and just the way he cared about his family, the way he conducted himself. So most importantly, again, I know all of Minnesota and really the NFL world, it's a very heartbreaking news about Coach Grant's passing, and we're going to make sure to honor him and remember him in a very substantial way throughout the season ahead.
Must have been a tough leader as well. I think it was when you were rebuilding or building US Bank Stadium and you played the playoff game outdoors. Was that the one where he turned up in shirt sleeves for the coin toss and it was freezing cold?
Yes. It was freezing cold. And I asked Coach Grant, I said, how did you do that? It's below 0 Fahrenheit and you're in your golf shirt. He said, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can really do anything if it's for 2 minutes. And so that's the kind of dry sense of humor that people didn't really know watching all the films and watching him over the years. But he had a great sense of humor, a great perspective on life. And again, he really took on the role as the person that represented the Minnesota Vikings with a real genuine spirit that we'll sorely miss.
But you must have loved having Coach Grant around, because when you built the new facility, you didn't have to build him an office. You obviously, that was a priority. You wanted to have him around the building, around the organization, again, part of the culture.
Well, the history of the Minnesota Vikings is what we are building the Minnesota Vikings of today and the future on. And he really represented that. And we always, again, having him in the building was a true honor. And like I said, the love and respect of all his former players and his coaches and the current staff and everybody around the Minnesota Vikings was enormous. And that was the least we could do to make sure he was in the building, passing on his life lessons, his coaching lessons. I know Coach O'Connell and all the head coaches we've had have had incredible touch points with Coach Grant over the years. So, like I said, a true legend, a wonderful person, a wonderful family man, and he will be missed.
League meetings for owners are coming up, the annual meetings. Obviously, there's lots of things that will be on your agenda, lots of rules get looked at, different things like that. Overall, what's your kind of focus? What do you kind of want to see, you know, ticking off when you come out of those meetings to keep the league moving forward?
Well, we always are looking to advance the game. And I have to say, of all the major sports, I think everyone tries to improve it, but the NFL has a consistent approach of never resting on our laurels, as successful and popular as the sport is, always looking for ways to improve it, always looking for ways to make the game maximally entertaining, safe and healthy for the players. And so I look forward to all the debates, conversations about rule changes and bylaw changes to make sure we keep improving the game. And that's happened over the years. And so it's a real privilege and honor. We call ourselves stewards of the franchise of the Vikings, but we're also, as ownerships around the country and the league, we're stewards of a great game. And so looking forward to those meetings.
Last one, Mark. You'll know how exciting it is to watch a game in London. When that double doink field goal didn't go through and you beat the Saints, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium was going crazy. And here we are now in 2023. We've got 3 games being played in the UK and 2 already. We're up to 2 in Germany. So as you look at the international growth, how much does that excite you? And now we've got Germany and the UK both in Europe. It's not, I don't think they want to use the term rivalry, but it's great that they're both getting all these games, isn't it?
It's fantastic. And we at the Vikings and of course the entire league, very bullish on the international games and the international growth of the NFL fandom. And we at the Vikings, I mean, we've seen it firsthand, the passion, the support, how that's grown and evolved for the game. The Vikings have made the most of our experience, 3 for 3. And now we have marketing rights in the UK and our social media fan base is growing, and we plan a promotional summer trip again this upcoming summer. So we love our experiences over there. This past season at the Tottenham Stadium was fantastic. The amazing knowledge of the game. You see how that's growing as well among the fandom. And credit to you and all the people that are educating the entire continent, really, in terms of the game. And we look forward to continued growth on the international stage.
There you are. Hope you enjoyed that. My conversation with Minnesota Vikings owner Mark Wilf. Just a couple of episodes to go in season 3 of the Neil Reynolds podcast. Keep an eye out for those coming your way very soon. We're going to wrap up our look at all of the divisions across the NFL. Until next time, it's bye for now. Been listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast, brought to you by Elite Sports Travel. This episode was hosted by myself, Neil Reynolds, while Gary Hayes is our producer. Gary and I have also written this series together. Our consultant producers are Kerry Levy, Jackie Anklin, Nick Lapworth, and Neil Pacchietto. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our theme music. If you'd like to keep up to date with everything we're doing throughout the season, then please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the NR Podcast. My personal account is also at Neil Reynolds NFL. If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more like it, then visit highway61.media. That's HWY61.media. Please tell your friends about the podcast and help spread the word. Better still, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. This has been a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.